Hello, Nick here. Before the episode starts, I just wanted to give a big shout out to Quinn Zoschke for making me a theme song for the podcast, which you'll hear now.
To die.
Fucking just eating some doses.
Yeah. Climbing around in the woods.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking
hell yeah.
Good times.
Well,
you bet Daisy, man, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, you guys gotta act. You gotta act like we just heard that theme song again.
Oh, that theme song. Beautiful.
Yeah, dude, that's sweet.
Skunk Ravine.
Skunk Ravine. We're here.
Tiny bear traps. Tiny
bear traps.
Tiny compound bones.
Tiny dicks.
Just tiny
dicks. Everything's little over here.
Tiny water filters.
But it can still handle 10,000 gallons.
It can do 10,000.
Hell yeah.
I was drinking river water this weekend.
What'd you do this weekend? Well, I was drinking
river water.
Drinking river water. Not for real, though. It's a survival filter.
Well, there you go. At least you weren't just drinking it straight out of the river.
Well, yeah. I guess I should have fucking...
I also did that to compare and control.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have.
You gotta have a controller.
Right. You gotta see how much of the steelhead... come, you can taste compared to the river water. So,
yeah, I used to drink Hickory Creek water all the time growing up.
Yeah,
and I turned out fine.
Yeah,
ish.
Define fine.
We're all here, right?
Right.
We're all here.
Exactly.
Might have a little brain damage or something.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna get that anyway.
Not the
problem. Yeah. I mean, being alive.
Well, you're gonna get that one way.
Every time I see the news, I feel like I'm a little more brain damaged.
Fuck it. And it's an election, so it's even worse. And it fucking sucks.
What is that?
That's the filter.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a
three-stage filter. There's another part. There's two hoses. One's for, like, inlet. You toss a little
thing in there, and like, you, like, pump it
or
something?
Yeah.
Yep. Fucking A.
And then there's the outlet.
That's way more convenient than those fucking straw things.
Oh, dude.
I mean, in a pinch, that'd be great, but like...
I mean, it takes a minute, to get...
Right.
Get the filled, get it, but right. Still, it's fuck.
Whatever, better than fucking dying.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
You spent 10 minutes...
Either dehydrating to death, or...
Way better than being dead. Well, I mean, you got 3 days to do it.
Yeah.
You spend the first 2 days pumping.
Yeah.
And then the third day drinking like a goddamn king.
Well, it doesn't say when to, like, backwash them. It just says, like, I'm assuming you could be out for, like, a weekend...
Yeah,
and keep using it, like maybe just let them out to air dry. But then,
I'd say backwash it like every, when you're done using it.
Well, it says let it dry for 24 hours afterwards.
Yeah.
So you better get your fucking water's worth.
Yeah.
When you do it.
Why would you have to let it dry?
Just after you backwash it, just so like no, if there's any leftover bacteria or anything, so it doesn't grow.
Right.
Yeah,
I guess. Especially if it was like warm out, it would probably grow in there pretty easily.
Exactly.
The fucking river, dude. I'm gonna drink some.
But still,
rivers.
It says it lasts up to 10,000 gallons.
Yeah. I'm gonna drink every river in America.
Dude, it's actually especially if you find like
that filter's not good.
No, yeah, I was just about to say.
Please don't, gross rivers,
don't go to Detroit.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well, the water looks really nice, but it's probably not.
It'll filter kind
I was in Baldwin.
Up in nature.
Like, there's little springs.
Oh, yeah, springs.
I was going to say, you could probably just drink that water straight up.
Well,
what river are you on?
Huron Cat. Yeah.
Yeah, that water's probably relatively clean, honestly.
Well, and even then, like, it's still had a tinge to it, but that's just from the tannins and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, natural occurring shit.
Right.
You just hope it's not a dead deer upstream.
Yeah, I mean, even then, still. It felt
like it's kind of sweet.
99.999%.
Yeah.
Of all bacteria and stuff, so.
Well, that's like that lady who went into that water tank of that hotel, Elisa Lamb, over here.
No.
It's like some Asian chick. She stayed at the Cecil Hotel.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I was gonna say, I think I saw something about this on like Netflix.
What, did she go into like gross? Like,
she disappeared, and then like a week later, people were like, "The water tastes weird."
Yeah,
so they went up, and she was inside the tank on the roof, rotting. Mm-hmm. And people were drinking this death water.
Yum.
Oh no!
Yeah,
and there's like a video of her getting on and off the elevator, and she's acting fucking weird.
Yeah. Oh, was that the one where she disappeared?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And they couldn't find her?
Doing weird shit with her hands. And
yeah.
Like,
there's like a bunch of weird shit that happened at that hotel or something.
Yeah, a bunch of suicides.
This might have been a different hotel.
There's been a bunch of suicides.
In San Francisco, right? Or something like that.
I think
LA.
It's LA.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. It's like down on like
I think
Skid
this
Road.
Was like in a different country that I saw. They couldn't.
I mean, I'm sure it's probably happened multiple
times. There's got to be haunted hotels everywhere.
Well,
like, how do you disappear? Especially if there's cameras.
Yeah.
And they, like,
there's
see
always,
you.
There's always fucking blind spots, man. Yeah.
I guess.
That's what's, like, weird about people going.
What, do you just scramble up through somewhere?
Like, yeah. Well, the weird thing is she had to climb up this, like, tank that's, like, 10 feet high and open a hatch and close the hatch from inside. And they're like, how could she reach the hatch? It's like, well, I mean, you could just jump in and fucking...
Are you sure somebody didn't, like, murder her?
Well, yeah, probably.
Probably what happened.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a crackhead on the roof doing crack, and...
and she asked for something, he's like, no!
It's like, this is my crack!
This is my crack!
You fucking bitch!
I'll show you.
And he did. That is probably what happened.
She gone.
Or she just went insane and smoked. Maybe she smoked some crack. Because she was like a tourist, so it's like, what are you doing
like,
in L.A.?
I mean, what else are you going to do?
Or she just
get
got,
see the Hollywood sign, smoke some crack.
Stay in an old hotel and smoke some crack.
I don't trust most powdered anything.
As they do in Hollywood. That's how we do it in Hollywood.
I feel like if you're going to do powders, you should probably like have Narcan nowadays.
100%. Yeah. Or fucking reagent test.
That
shit. Lots of shit.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I have fentanyl test strips.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of them. Just
yeah,
four
you can
of
buy
those.
Them on Amazon.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You can get them for next to nothing.
Yeah.
And like most festivals, even if DanceSafe is there,
oh,
you can
they'll
go.
Do
they'll
it.
Just give them to you.
Yeah.
They'll just give you a bunch and
they'll test your shit for you
for all sorts of different things. So.
Which they should.
Yeah. Festivals that keep shit like that out, it's just like, what is wrong with you? People are going to do drugs here, regardless if this is here or not, bro.
Yeah, so
do you want people
safe.
Dying here?
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good look at all.
No. Keep people safe. Like,
for real.
Like,
it's so weird when they're like, nope, you guys can't be here.
Yeah,
or
fucking
they
dumb,
confiscate
dude.
Test kits
well,
at the gate
like,
because
right,
it's drug paraphernalia.
Right, yeah.
So how does that work? What are
you talking about?
So dumb.
Wouldn't that be like, that'd be private property, right?
Yeah, I mean, it really.
Yeah,
I think
but you're going to.
It depends on like the promoters and shit. I think a lot of times,
okay.
Which it has become, I feel like, a lot more normal for DanceSafe and places like that to
it
be there
be.
Now.
Yeah, big
but,
festival. Well,
like,
shit, now it needs to.
Well, shit,
yeah,
for sure.
Whatever,
yeah, yeah.
I think that should be. I mean,
yeah.
People are gonna do drugs.
Exactly.
Yeah, so like, make sure
just
they don't
if
die.
You're at a festival on the first night.
Like why?
Right.
Why would you want people
right.
dying?
Exactly. It's a thing that probably will happen someday soon.
Oh no, it's definitely gonna happen.
Like
somebody every year. I think almost every year I went to Bonnaroo. Someone died.
Yeah.
And it was
sure.
always like. Them sleeping in their
car.
And it runs out of gas.
20 degrees or something.
It runs out of gas in the middle of the night, and then they fucking
baked
die.
To death, yeah.
Right.
Fuck. And they always have to put out, like, a huge thing. It's like, hydrates. Like,
yeah.
Hydrate. Do not sleep in your cars.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go to Bonnaroo.
Sleep on the floor next to your car.
That's why I go to Wheatland.
I always wanted
Wheatland
to go to Bonnaroo.
Wheatland is the
that shit. Would be,
Wheatland is the shit, dude.
Yep. Fun.
I used to go every single year.
I only went once.
Man,
two years
I used to go every fucking year for like 10 years in a row, dude.
Man. I want to go back. That was sweet.
So beautiful.
Seeing Billy Strings before
dude,
he was
that
popular.
That was okay.
There was like 20 people at his set.
That's dope.
He's just like playing in a gazebo. It was him and Don Ulan,
yeah,
I think his name is. He, just him and like a dude on mandolin.
Well, he like got away from that guy, and like that's how he's doing his own thing. Like, he actually just
he
played.
Escaped.
Yeah, he escaped. Yes, he escaped.
I played all the notes. Leave me alone.
No, but
let me out of here.
He actually just did a metal show.
Pyramid
last
Scheme,
night.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Did you go?
I didn't. I could have, but like. Dude, I was so tired from hiking.
Yeah.
We literally fucking 12 hours both days just hiked and fished.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, that's what's up. Okay.
God damn, dude. Like, I felt like I got jumped into a gang.
Did you get, were you up there? Did it rain like crazy?
It didn't, actually.
Oh, that's okay.
I got it rained a little bit. I've got dabs.
Well, let's get high, man. Boom, 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 boom.
I brought a joint.
All right, let's get high. Let's get high. Alex, tell us the story of the Rothbury incident. Let's finally do it for episode 10.
All right, we're going to do this?
The Rothbury incident.
Okay. So.
Once upon a time. Before fentanyl.
Yes. Before fentanyl. I went to the first Rothbury Music Festival, and brought this big ass tent, nicknamed it the Meth Mansion, because I had to duct tape it all together, because I couldn't figure out how the poles went.
Didn't you guys?
No, it was like a huge tent, dude.
So you had
like,
to duct tape it to your
place. Like a 4-room fucking big fucking thing. Yeah.
Yeah, with like the metal poles, like the. Yeah. So anyway.
Was that the one we used at 10,000 Lakes?
No.
Had a giant fucking tent there.
Yeah. No. This was the rap. Like, I didn't even bring pillows or I was like sleeping.
Well, no, you're just doing meth.
I was
like,
yeah,
sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't do any
pillows in the meth mansion.
I didn't do any meth. It just looked like somewhere you would make meth inside of.
I didn't really think you were doing meth.
Of course, my dad would call right now.
Yeah, dude, get him on.
No, he had to come pick me up from that incident.
Well, what was that the year you guys had a sailboat at your campsite?
No, that was at was it?
Or was that was a Rothbury.
Or was that maybe that was Rothbury? Or was that 10,000 Lakes?
No, because we didn't have a sailboat then.
Okay, so then that was Rothbury.
Okay,
because fucking
Matt D.
Psycho Matt D.
Yeah.
Fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
Psycho Ashwitz, you psycho motherfucker. Anyway. Yeah, he brought the sailboat, of course.
Yeah.
Sounds like a thing a crazy person would do.
Yeah, it is.
See him at the beach with a backpack full of vinyls. It must have been like 40 goddamn pounds. He's just like, you want to check out my vinyls? It starts. I'm like,
no.
Like, why?
What are we doing? Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Are you just
right
carrying
now?
Backpacks full of vinyls?
Like, what are you doing? But yeah, anyway. So, Meth Mansion. Set it up. First night.
Do some math.
I'm pretty sure I used horse poop as a pillow. I mean, I, like, put a sweater over it.
Oh, man, I thought you meant you just, like, put your tent on
no.
the pile.
No, well, you remember all the big-ass horses?
It's soft and warm.
Dude, there were fucking Clodsdales walking around the whole place with fucking
everywhere.
State police all over them.
Yeah.
They were creeping me the
spooked and yeah.
Dude, they were creeping me. Bro, they were creeping me out the whole time, because every time I saw them, I could tell they knew I was on drugs.
Their soulless eyes.
Yeah, dude. Horses,
not the cops.
Yeah. Horses.
Cops are dumb.
Horses fucking terrify me.
It's a big fucking animal, man.
So much.
Fucking murder you.
Dude. Just the look in their eye that doesn't exist.
I don't trust horses.
It's like a shark. It's like a land shark. I don't know.
Yeah.
With hoofs. Fuck.
Yeah, that land shark that kicks.
Dude. Yeah, I'm good. Anyway. Bought a bunch of drugs the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what, you know.
Yeah, just a handful of those.
People say stuff. I think that's why Meth Mansion ended up Because I ate acid before I set my tanta.
Classic mistake.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't care. Who has duct tape? I'm just going to tape this shit together. I don't give a fuck. As long as it stands, fucking send it. So I made it through one night. Literally one night of the first Rothbury. And,
one and done.
Yeah, one and done. The next day, fucking too many drugs. I was like, these drugs aren't working. Those drugs aren't working. These ones aren't going to work. And then they were all like...
And then they're all like, actually fuck you, bro.
All of us work. Yeah. So,
what the fuck did he just say? We don't work?
So we're all in my tent. The meth mansion, which fucking, who was there?
I don't know, I wasn't there.
No. Oh yeah, you weren't.
No.
Matt was dating a girl at that time, and she was like, you guys need to stop calling it meth mansion. And I was like, we're at a festival. Right? It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Until the meth show up, and we're like, where's the meth?
Right.
We don't actually have any.
Yeah, that's trouble.
Her name's like Jow or some shit.
I know who she is.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. But anyway, oops, sorry for dropping names. We can edit that out. But anyway, this bitch fucking was telling me what to call my tent.
Shut up, bitch, it's my tent.
This is my tent. I sleep on horse poop when I want.
Don't call it by that. I'm using shit as a pillow.
Right. Like, there was a sweatshirt in between, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as there's that.
Yeah. You know, it's a buffer.
You're not an animal.
Right. Yeah, I'm not an animal.
An animal wouldn't have slept on it.
Yeah. But, so anyway, wake up the next day. Take all these drugs, quote unquote, which quoted to be quoted, they were drugs. We were all in my tent. We were like rolling up a bunch of doobies for the day. And everything hit me. And I was like, I gotta go to the porta potty. And Christine was like, do you want me to go with you? And I was like, no. I gotta go alone. Solo mission.
Yeah.
And I just remember walking to the porta potty, dude. And when I got in there, I thought everyone outside was talking about me. Yeah. And like laughing about me and shit.
Yeah. In there.
And then when I like went to use the toilet paper, I was like, oh god, these are like fucking scripts, like the government. Like the government's got everything. Like, I, because all the fractals, you
yeah,
know.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. I was like, oh god, they're after us. Yeah. So I came out of that. I was wearing no shirt, shorts, fucking. Just, you know, tatted up. I came out and I was just like ready to fight anyone. And I'm pretty sure I like kept like pump faking people. Like going up to people and like pretending like I was gonna punch them and shit.
I heard you talking shit about me while I was
getting shit. Dude. What a madman.
And it was when I was like in my midst of doing MMA training and shit.
Yeah, so you were all pumped
dude,
up.
Dude, I was pumped.
You're ready to try some shit.
Bro, I was fucking. And then I just remember running from security forever. Like, for hours.
They wouldn't give up.
Dude, bro. I ended up jumping the fence out of the festival. Ended up on the fucking highway. Like, not on the highway, but in the ditch.
Next to the highway. I'd consider that
and
on the highway.
And then fucking, yeah. So I was on the highway outside of the festival. And then I'm playing air guitar, you know. I was jamming. I was ripping some good riffs. I was on my back in the ditch just playing air guitar. And I just remember opening my eyes and seeing state troopers standing over me. And then the first thing I did was I just up kicked the first one I saw in the groin. Just full force up kicked him in the groin. And then they all backed away, and a security guard that had followed them tried to jump on me. I fucking lit him up in the head. He didn't press charges because he knew I was fucked up.
Yeah, that's nice of him.
Yeah, I'm sure you're just screaming it the whole time.
Oh, dude, I was screaming MMA. That's all I was screaming.
MMA. How'd you not get tased?
I don't. Probably because they didn't want to kill me.
That's fair.
They knew I was on a bunch of drugs. Nobody acts like that.
It's true.
I mean, I jumped a fence at a music festival. Security was already chasing me. Like,
you just got tired.
Fuck it. I'm gonna lay down and play some guitar.
I'm free. Wheelie, 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 wheelie.
So after that, they
good for now.
They fucking after they OCS sprayed me a bunch of times and beat the fuck out of me. They got me hogtied. Yeah.
Don't forget my guitar.
Yeah. So I just remember getting I remember getting lifted up. Like, they lifted me up by the hog tie, you know, like they zip tied my feet to my wrists.
Yeah.
And lifted me up. And like in my head I was like in Vietnam or something. And I was screaming like, shove your tongue further up my ass or some shit. Like, dude, I was just saying crazy shit.
Baby, they'll let you go.
Bro. Dude, I was gone, dog.
I guess so. That's fucking wild.
So, anyway, after that, I don't remember what happened after
Pissed
that.
Pissed your pants, too, right?
Well, I'm getting there.
Okay.
I wake up, fucking tied to a military cot in a medical tent. There's a guy across from me screaming about how he's drowning.
Yeah. They threw you in the loony bin.
In the festival?
Yes.
They didn't take you to jail?
Not yet. Well, they had to medically clear
you. Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. They can't just take you to jail when you're fucking...
That's a valid point.
Yeah. I had to get medically. So I remember waking up to a doctor trying to talk to me, and he was like trying to ask me my name and shit, and I just looked over at him and I was like, freak. I freaked him. You remember that?
No, I wasn't there.
No, I mean, you remember when it used to be like, freak,
hey, freak. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I did that to him.
I say that to Desmond, though.
Yeah, that's what I did. So that was my response to his questions. So,
freak. Freak nasty.
I fell asleep after that again or something, and then woke up and ripped the IV out of my arm, and then started untying my restraints. And then a dude came over and, like, tried to slam me back down and, like, put this chest restraint over me. And I was just sitting up as hard as I fucking could. He couldn't push me down, dude. And finally, he got me down. And then, after he walked away, I just slid underneath it. And sat back up, and then they brought the cops back in.
They're like, okay, he's good. He's good to go.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
So yeah, but yeah, in that time, yes, I did piss my pants, because...
But then again, like, you probably couldn't get charged with much, really, other than assaulting an officer, kicking him in the fucking groin, I guess.
Oh, I went to jail for 3.5 months.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Did they catch you with drugs, too?
No.
No?
Dude, I went to jail with a bunch of weed in my pocket. When they came and bailed me out, I had a rolled joint and a bag of weed in my pocket.
Good job, guys.
They didn't want to search a shit because it was pissy.
I smoked the joint. I smoked the joint.
It was in there. It's fine. It's like,
I didn't
care.
Give a fuck. No, it was the inmate that fucking took all my clothes and shit. Dude, that was the smallest, shittiest little jail ever.
Yeah.
I mean, not shitty. It was
inmate
actually,
took your shit?
I'd have rather gone
That's
there.
That's probably pretty nice, actually.
Yeah. No, small. Exactly. Dude, they had some of the best food. I asked for the meatloaf recipe. Like, I was like, can I get the meatloaf recipe? Don't tell my mom.
They're probably like, fuck you, asshole.
No, they
like, no, I'm serious. What's Dude, that meatloaf?
Even the lady, when they came to bail me out, the lady was like, he's such a nice guy. I don't know what happened. Drugs.
Drugs.
Yep.
So, remember, only do drugs with friends. Always have a buddy.
You can,
go to the porta potty.
You can always do more.
Yeah, exactly. That's,
you
that's,
can never do
that's,
less.
That's the key right there. Start small.
That happened to me. First bomb room, day one.
Yeah, sure.
Took way too much.
Is that when you woke up
too,
in the chair?
Just a little too excited
Chest,
to be here. And fuck
mushrooms, right. acid, and fuck, sass.
Fuck that.
And then the last... I remember...
So you masked it.
I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom, and just, like, instantly was lost and gone. Fucking, you know.
I can't see shit
no,
this
dude,
far in front of my fucking face.
I remember walking around.
Speaking of...
I remember walking around, and for a while, all I could see, it was like my eye, it was just black, and, like, Christmas lights blinking. And that was all I saw for a while. And then I came to, and, I thought about how Wes came up and was like, dude, where have you been? And I was like, I have no idea. And then he was like, okay, and
Did
he
I
just
eat all
disappears
that
in front of me. So I'm like, Wes, and I wake up and I'm just like sitting on the I'm like, what the fuck? And I like stand up and Wes walks up to me and he's like, dude, where have you been? And I reach out and just start jabbing him in the chest.
Like, are you really there this time?
I'm like, are you real? He's like, the fuck are you talking about, dude? He's like, we've been looking for you for like 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I blacked out. Dude. And then I woke up underneath a vendor's tent in their chair.
But I mean, it happens sometimes.
With just a pair of gym shorts. A piece of what?
Dude, I just found that in this fold.
You know, sometimes acid just gets everywhere.
I'm just finding pieces of acid in my wallet, bro. I'm not even making this up right now.
It was like one of my birthdays or something. And apparently I got everybody more acid. And like, I was finding pieces of acid all over my
Dude,
living
that
room,
means
kitchen.
That means
my
there's
front walkway
acid.
For like 3 fucking weeks. Like, I'd look down and be like, that looks like a dose. What the fuck, dude? Another one?
Oh, wait.
Jesus
How many
Christ,
did
what
I
did
smell
I do? I just, like, break and tear them apart and put them in my lap and get up and walk through the house.
Who's the penny?
Yeah! I mean, that's possible, too. You know, there you go.
Check it out. I make a penny.
Didn't have any, but... That's
paper, right? I'm just having such a good time over here.
Sweet
dude. Confetti.
I didn't lose it.
It's always nice.
There you go.
I have one hit.
Oh, yeah.
It's already split up.
We got Brandon Root in the house, by the way. Half an hour into
it. In the house? Yeah, Hi. Just in case anyone's wondering.
That's who the other one is. Yeah, man. I'm glad you came over, dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad I could make it.
Like, bro, I'm wanting to get nice. More and more people over.
I know,
this,
man. Nobody
nice.
Ever wants to come and fucking
yeah,
be
just
on
nice
the
to get out of the house
yeah,
and just not just go to the bar by myself.
We just chill for an hour.
Yeah, we just chill. We fucking talk about some shit.
Yeah.
Fucking probably watch some videos
How
and
long
shit.
Do you do it for?
Yeah.
Just however
long. Usually try to go
14 hours.
We try to
two
get...
Joe Rogan episodes. We're trying to one up that piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
I've been doing my own
you guys,
stuff.
You guys aren't getting $250 million from Spotify for this?
Not yet.
We're still working on it.
Not yet.
Well, how are you gonna pay me my $25,000?
Yeah, maybe maybe if I start making these tiny bear traps or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's at. Yeah, nothing.
That's what this podcast turns into, is we start a tiny bear trap company. Tiny bear trap.
Bear traps here, bear traps there.
So, if you want to make our dreams a reality, get at us and give us some money.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know?
Elon Musk is backing the company, so yeah, you should definitely invest.
And he's smart, so you know it's a good buy.
There's get a it now. Super cute dog, too, that, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
We could advertise with.
Don't whore your dog out to the media, dude.
Fuck that.
Let's do it.
Dude, look at her.
There's so many times I was like, I need to get a Desmond baby commercial, dude.
You know how many people have told me they're going to steal my dog? And I was like, I will fucking murder you.
Yep.
Good luck.
Yeah, she would probably murder them too. No, she wouldn't.
She's like, all right, cool.
She'd be like, do you like to pet me and stuff? That's
true. That's what I like.
Yeah.
All right, cut that out so nobody steals my dog. I own a crossbow, and my dog likes to use it.
I'm in reach of like 8 weapons right now.
You are,
yeah. No.
2 of them being mini bear traps. Yeah, man.
Dude, just throw them at the nipples.
You gotta just be like, here, catch.
No, that's what you do with fucking...
Is that why you got 2 of them?
No, be honest. That's, they came as a pair.
Be honest. Are you going to be jerking off later and just be like...
Yeah, I'm going to... No, I'm gonna, you got the wrong spot, bro.
Oh, where are you going? Oh, no, not the balls, dude. Oh, wow.
No, double taint snap, dog. Taint snap. Yeah, that's... Dude, you just jerk it and then you... Just...
What are you in? Taint slapped up.
Oh, shit. Like
baby powder and the shit out of it.
I think we just came up with a new thing.
Dude.
The old taint snap.
There we go. Oh. Hit them where they least expect it. Now right. Let them know your next
move. No, it's when you're about to climax.
All the striking.
Hadouken! No, you got to do a rabbit punch.
Yeah. Just smashing taints.
Jesus Christ. We should make a little trap that's called the taint trap.
What if, you know how they have, like, that slap fighting now?
No, yeah.
Where they just go slap for slap.
Yeah. Oh,
if it's that, but it's just, like, Rochambeau style.
All right. Balls. So what's the difference? All right.
Like, so how many rounds could you?
They're full palm. They're full palm slapping. They're not doing palm strikes.
No.
Yeah. Open hand. Fucking.
Yeah.
Like some big fucking dudes.
But there's like rules and shit.
Yeah, but they like hold on to a table.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think
they're not allowed to hold on to a table.
Oh no. Yeah. It's just standing.
When you're getting hit, you have to hold this like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And like you can't drop it.
Okay.
And you can't like.
No, I've seen it, dude. I've seen people get knocked the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's hilarious because it's straight up.
What about when you get hit in the ear?
It's just brain damage.
Can you wear earplugs?
They might actually. Yes. They may actually.
So you don't pop your eardrums?
Yeah, you get just right. Like, oh, fuck. Now I'm definitely.
Oh, that would explode your ear. Yeah, you can die. You can probably die from that.
Found a loophole. Just aim for the ear every time.
Yeah.
Extreme ear fighting.
What was that we were talking about last time? Boss Rutan.
Oh, yeah. Open hand.
Pancray or something.
Pancreas.
Yes, the pancreas.
I saw a story.
It's a form of fighting where they like.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, open palm.
Yeah.
I saw a thing. Boss Rutan was doing an interview and he got hit by a car in New York. And like this other MMA fighter saw it and he's like, yeah, like he just went flying through the air and slammed on the ground.
And just got up.
He just popped up and he was just like, no internal damage. All good.
Dude, did you ever watch any of his bar fighting videos that he made?
No.
Dude, he's got DVDs on bar
like
fighting.
Street fighting.
He's like, if somebody's sitting like this, you come down, you break their knee. He's like, you got a bottle of hot sauce?
Dude, I swear to God, bro. Dude.
I mean,
like, there's a story one time. He was with one of his other buddies, and there was, like, a big group of guys trying to fight the two of them. And he had two bottles, and he smashed them, but they both, like, smashed.
Just broken his hands.
And yeah, and then he started laughing like a psycho, and they all were just like, all
right, never mind.
Yeah.
His hands are covered in broken glasses. Yeah. Right. Striking people. That's like some drunken.
That guy's scary.
Shit, dude.
That guy's scary.
Yeah. He seems like a really awesome person to be around.
For
though.
Sure.
He seems so funny.
Not for sure.
I used to love his like commentary and shit.
Dude, Boss Rutan's the shit.
What,
sorry.
What is he, Dutch?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, welcome back to the Boss Rutan cast.
Yeah. Let's talk about Boss Rutan.
We're just
going to
talk about Boss Rutan.
Yeah, yeah.
Until Boss Rutan shows up. Like, welcome to the podcast, Boss. Boss the Boss. That's all right. No big deal. I can.
No, it's going to drive me insane because I have a fucking set. That's what happens when you let women clean your house.
I know it looks like it's a mess, but I know where everything's at, so yeah. What the fuck?
Quit leaving my shit out. Look, I like my pile of weapons over here next to my gasoline and propane.
It's there for a reason!
In case you got a firebomb.
Quit moving
you
my
never
shit.
Know. I guess
did you move my riot grenades?
You never know.
Where did you put my riot grenades? And where's all my Nazi paraphernalia? I need it for stuff.
Things.
I want to look at it.
These are all real things.
Yeah, you should check out these magazines he's got in the basement. They're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
We'll.
It's like People Magazine for Nazis.
Really?
Yeah.
We can go shoot a gun in the basement later.
Yeah, we have fun over here.
Nah, I'm being serious.
We have fun. Hell yeah. Yeah, we missed last week. Schedules conflicted.
Yeah, somebody chop your finger off or something?
Yeah. Oh, I recorded that night, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, where the fuck?
What did the doctor say? What fucking doctor?
Doctor?
What are you talking about? What are they going to do?
Charge me a bunch of money.
Yeah.
For something my wife could tell me if I'm really that concerned about it.
Wash it and put some Neosporin on it. Okay.
Exactly. It'll grow back.
That's why I don't ever go to the doctor. Because they fucking suck.
They're a scam.
Fucking.
No, they're pretty cool.
I mean, they're not so much a scam as like the insurance fucking industry is a scam. I'm
so fucking dumb.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. That's cute.
They got little acorns on them.
Look at the. It's an acorn. They're called rat rounds.
That's fucking crazy. What is that for? 22?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, they're more than you can kill.
That's
somebody
crazy.
Oh, well, yeah.
Damn sure.
That thing would definitely pop into your head.
Yeah.
And probably make you a little retarded.
You definitely have a little bit of a lobotomy.
Yeah.
I can use one of those.
They're like German as fuck.
That's crazy. Like, I've never seen anything like that before. That's wild.
Just came with the house, bro.
Yeah?
They're German.
So you shoot out any 22?
Dude, I got all sorts of crazy shit.
Or you want like a handgun 22 for those or something?
Nah, I got it. You want to shoot them out of a long rifle?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's real.
For real?
Yeah.
That's fucking badass. Yeah. A fucking mini revolver.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's
the pinfire rifle.
Yeah.
Or the pinfire gun.
Shit. What the fuck? How much do those rounds cost?
I don't even know where to get them.
Right. Exactly. Like, you got to save your casings and fucking refill them.
Yeah.
You can't refill them.
Oh, sure you can.
No, dude. Look at them.
It actually shoots?
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Well, I think these ones are blanks.
Well, yeah, but it actually, like, poof.
But see why it's called a pin fire?
Yeah, because there's no rim to fucking put a rim fire or fucking right. primer on that bitch, so.
Well, they don't make primers, that's.
No. Fucking cool as shit.
Bang, and you know what's funny? Before I bought this house, I always wanted one of those.
I see how that
you
works.
You bought this for the house. You bought this little gun and you got a house with it? Hell yeah.
Dude, these guns are...
The house?
These
are this, like, came, this came with the house?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I found it in the house.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so who the fuck is that? Dude, that's probably fucking...
Well,
I've
guy,
never,
the
I've
guy
never
didn't
seen
have,
anything like that
he
before.
He didn't have kids or anything. And who he left the house to was his nephew who lives in Chicago. So, like... He didn't want anything to do right. with it.
Whatever.
I
it's
bought
yours.
It. I bought it before.
It came with the pile of guns and bows and arrows and small guns.
Oh, no, that's all my shit.
I'm aware. What? You did? How many guns did you find here, though?
I found the...
The shotgun?
Yeah.
We'll that's just, fucking dope.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I found the shotgun.
Fuck yeah.
Yep. I found...
Really?
Yeah. I found wow. this... That's well, crazy. He was a police sergeant.
Oh. So
yeah. Well, that's a lot more paperwork.
I think
they used
he
to throw
was,
him in the river.
I think
right?
he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he was into some shit.
I mean, probably. Why would you not be?
There's like a panic room down that's in the right. basement.
There's how like, old was this guy? Like psyched. Like,
he was a police sergeant.
He went crazy.
No, he was a police sergeant. So yeah. like, and then he moved
for
in.
Like Benton Harbor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in Chicago, right?
Or Benton Harbor,
paperwork? Yeah.
Chicago, St. Joe. Huh. Like,
how old was he? Again.
Like a dude that I work with that is like 70 years old, that yeah. was his police sergeant.
Yeah, okay.
Did he die in here?
Nah.
Oh, fuck.
I don't think so.
And he went out back and he shot himself with a little pistol.
Yeah.
There
used to be more bullets for that.
It's like, God damn it.
All right, we're to the skull. I wonder how many you'd have to take. Fucking actually.
A lot. A hell of a lot. You'd be there for a
you're
while.
You might work through the skull, and then you're like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Some real cuffs.
You're under arrest.
Look how small they used to be.
That's crazy. You found that here too?
This is fucking straight up German. It was a gas pistol. It's
like a police a police sergeant was a Nazi. Shocker.
Yeah. Nah, for real.
No way.
Nah. His dad was in the SS.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's wild. What is that, like a nine or something?
No, it. So see these ports?
Yeah.
And like if you look, it's not loaded though. Promise.
Yeah, because you're pointing it directly. You're pointing it directly at
it doesn't shoot anything. Yeah. Somebody tried to board it. Come on.
No, I still don't trust
come
it.
On, somebody pussy. Tried to board it. Let us point this gun at your face. Yeah. I was just pointing
what
your gun,
gun
at my
what
face.
What kind of gun is it?
I was pointing your rifle at my face.
That's fucking pretty sweet little
so,
fucking...
So see the... The like rubber, crazy. Or the I don't know. Wax.
Yeah, it's like a wax around like a riot yeah. gun or so, something like that.
So inside of there is like pepper powder.
Balls or yeah, something.
So like, see those two ports.
Yeah.
So the pepper powder, because back in Germany in the World War II era, like you couldn't buy pistols or anything, but you could buy self defense weapons.
So that's a pepper. It's like an old school pepper spray. Basically,
it's a pepper pistol.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah. Came with the house. I paid $10,000 to buy the house with everything in it.
That fucker, hey. Hey.
And it came with
a bunch of
a
cool
bunch
shit.
Bunch of cool shit. Such like a... I've got two drill presses. I've got two fucking table saws. I've got fucking a horizontal bandsaw. I've got fucking.
Bunch of Nazi shit.
Yeah.
I need a fucking pepper gun.
It belongs in a museum.
I guarantee this shoot, that's this worth some money.
I would put money. Yeah, probably.
And the original box,
yeah, dude.
Too.
That's, yeah. When's Antiques Roadshow coming around?
Fuck, right?
I love that show.
I do, me too. I've always like,
but like that's like the type of shit. It's like, oh yeah, that's $25,000. Yeah, there's only like four of those in existence.
Right, right? Exactly. I mean, look, totally.
That's fucking cool as hell. Yeah, that's like in perfect
condition. I've never even heard.
Right?
I've never heard like, of that. Does it have a date on the box, like when it's from or manufactured?
I can't read German.
Well, figure it out, dude.
Call 8mm millimeter gas pistol alarm.
Alarm?
So maybe it didn't even shoot stuff out. Maybe it just like made a noise. Like to scare someone.
At that point, like...
Well, it says alarm.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I've tried to look it up many times. Could be.
They have, you just can't figure it
so
out.
It's like,
have you, like...
Or you just, like,
it's like a blank that shoots pepper.
Face?
Well, I guess it would be, like... It would have to pop, right?
What would these ports be for? I feel like it would shoot
that's,
gas.
That's probably just an 8mm.
Pepper gas.
The port's just probably for, you know...
Just
to port a barrel
burn
or something.
Your eyes.
Yeah, right.
That would suck, dude. Imagine just, like, point blank.
Yeah. I remember we were talking about making a DMT gun. There you go, man.
Yeah. Perfect, dude. We got it. We got to figure it out.
We just made a company.
Yes. Bear shafts and DMT guns.
I'm just trying to find some of
the... He's got to go to Arrakis, dude. Get some spice. I get some of that,
dude. I hate when there's like drugs in like movies from different planets and shit
that I can't do.
It's like, I want to know what spice is like. Damn it,
this isn't fair.
Space, dude. Like, there. Why is it always spice too? That's always what's in like space movies. It's like spice.
Because of Dune.
Because
of spice. Just ripping it off of Dune.
It's so spicy.
Yeah, those books were written in like the 70s or some shit like that.
It's about some spice, dude.
Who is this?
I wonder what kind of...
Not the spice that, you know, like the fake weed from the fucking
store.
Yeah,
yeah.
Have you heard that, dude?
God damn, they tried...
Oh my
actually,
god, bro.
No,
yeah,
I never
You guys
had.
Can smoke this shit that's not... It's really, really, really
I
bad for you.
I never had it.
Nah, like, dude, I hit it like twice because I picked up a friend and he's on probation. He's like, yeah, well, I got this. And I was like, I'm not smoking. I can smell real weed, bro.
It smells and tastes like potpourri, right?
What the
like
fuck,
fucking
dude.
Gross.
Dude, I can't do it after that time, bro.
What, the spice?
Yeah.
Remember at my house, yeah. You were hitting me in the chest because I was like, not breathing.
What do you do? Stern, bro.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I did that?
Yeah.
Wake up, motherfucker.
You're like,
don't die, please.
Breathe.
Don't die.
Anytime somebody stops breathing, you can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, it kind of took my breath away because I blew it out, and then it was just like, everything worked down. I was like,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I forgot to breathe.
Everything
was like,
well, dude, I feel like I try to hold it as long as possible. Sometimes it feels like I'm holding my breath for like, fucking 30 minutes. I mean, I know it's not anywhere near that long, but I feel like sometimes it is considerably longer than I probably should be holding my breath.
My lips are going blue and shit.
But like, I was like, I don't need to breathe.
I got so much that I was getting like a... I felt every shot.
I'm dead.
Right, exactly. Dead people don't breathe.
Dude, it was just doing this. Like
running up and down your chakras?
Yeah. You felt that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ah, oh, God. I didn't like it. It was too much for me. Like, it was so intense, dude.
It is definitely that. It is definitely that.
I'm not a fan. I'd rather take some dose.
I mean, me too, but that's a commitment.
Yeah.
That's a 12-hour.
Right.
That's how I roll, bro.
No, I mean, I enjoy it. Don't get me wrong, but it's like, you know, it's...
Yeah.
So I gotta have not. No, I can't have to go to work tomorrow.
Oh, dude. I'd rather go to work tomorrow than that.
When I worked.
One day I was at work and I was like, why am I having such a good day?
How many times I get fucked up?
I used to party all night.
God damn.
Yeah, sometimes I would. Sometimes, I don't know. Every once. Dude, there's one Easter I was working behind the bar and I was like, it's fucking Easter, dude. These Phipps aren't here yet. There's nobody. Nobody's coming in. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to eat half a dose. And I did that. And like an hour later, fucking like. Fucking hacked. The fucking walls are like purple, green, purple, green.
You're just pouring heady beers for everybody.
There you go.
That was free.
Yeah, I like you. There's a lot of free beer that day for sure.
This weekend when we were out, you know, roaming around in the wilderness. It was like, I don't know if you're a sheriff or not. Like,
having to, that's funny.
Well, I didn't want to get impersonating a police officer.
Like, I got this in good will.
I was like, it came with my house. I'm not a sheriff.
You know what I was wondering? The other day, I was wondering where do you get, like, World War II veteran hats or, like, Vietnam veteran hats? Like, do you have to get them through, like, the AFW so, like, you can prove
just
that?
Order that shit on Amazon. You can just order it on the
internet. Dude. Yeah, dude. Yeah. I looked it up. It's like, $10 hats. So I was thinking about getting some, like, World War II hats. Maybe a Vietnam. Maybe Korea would be fun to have.
Korea. Yeah. The Korean War.
I'd be like, is that, your grandpa's hat or something? I'd be like, no.
No.
Like, bought this online.
I dig the Korean War. So,
kind of a Korean history buff.
Yeah. And then you can't answer any questions about it.
No. It'd be like, well, give me a little history report about Korea. Nah. It's like, nah. No. I don't feel like doing that right now.
No, so you just gotta, you gotta make, like, it brings up bad feelings.
Yeah.
Just, like, start crying.
It reminds me of my grandpa.
Yeah.
Well, you said your grandpa wasn't just make in a
tear.
Korea.
Just make one tear come out.
Yeah. I'll learn how to act just so I can make tears come out.
There you go. Hey, coming with me. Dude, I have, like, 50 handcuff keys. Do you want one?
Hidden. Throughout the house.
One right here, actually.
Strategic places.
Do you want one?
Yeah, I love a handcuff key. Hopefully I'll never need one.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You never know. Throw it on your keys.
Well, no. If you got a handcuff key, it's got to be, like, somewhere where they're not going to take your shit.
It would have to be, yeah. You'd have to sew it into all your pants. Sew a little pocket onto all your pants.
My handcuff key pocket. Can't leave home without it.
Yeah.
Why?
It's my
well, you never know.
You never know. I might get arrested.
You never know when the fascists are coming for you, bro. Yeah,
you never know when you might have to.
They might run out of brown people soon, so. Here they come. For us poor white people.
Yeah, dude. Well, not with them, beers. Not with the abortion bans, dude.
Yeah.
They want to make sure that we don't run out of. We need more fucking cattle, you know?
That's great. That's what happens when you get drunk and order stuff on Amazon. Just end up ordering 50
handcuff keys for $10. I'd be a fool to pass up on that.
Yes, they're all the same.
It's kind of like cat keys. You got a cat key, you can go operate any fucking Caterpillar fucking heavy equipment thing. Yeah.
Dude, one night.
But you used to be able to.
Like, we'll save some money.
I mean.
All right. You want to put it on your keychain.
No, man, he's going to sew a little pocket.
Yeah, I'm going to get pocket sewn.
If you get arrested, they just take them. Yeah. But I have more. So.
No shit.
I've got more.
They're not going to. I got handcuffs.
They're like, oh, you can leave with that.
Yeah, all right, you're going to jail, but hold on to your keychain in the back of the car.
They took mine off my keychain, and I didn't even take my keys to jail. They fucking left all my shit in my car.
I mean, they know what that is.
So what? It's mine.
It's funny that that's even a thing still, honestly.
What?
That all handcuffs are the same.
It's fucking retarded.
I mean, there's a lot of handcuffs out there.
Oh, yeah. Shitload. We live in a police state, bro. Yeah. There's probably more handcuffs than there are people.
Absolutely, dude. I mean, a cop's always got two on them.
From the 70s on, that's a lot of
you don't want to get.
Yeah, fuck that. Break your cuffs or whatever.
Okay, so one night,
fuck that.
I handcuffed myself behind my back. I was by myself because I was fucking I wanted to see if I could get out of him.
Yeah, okay.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
A lot of shit's wrong with me, bro.
I mean, you're an American, bro. I get it.
I got out of him. Imagine trying to get out of those behind your back with just a key.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking it was Houdini. A fucking bitch.
I'm sure.
Fuck now. Do it again. Yeah. And jump off the pier.
Yeah. First. Just Houdini that shit.
Dude, yeah.
Like, so die.
Do it for the podcast.
Kill yourself, please.
Do it for the podcast, dude.
Well, it's been 15 minutes. I think it's safe to say we can go home, right?
He just broke the record for the holding his breath.
Spin these at
least.
Yeah. Yeah, put them on behind your back.
No.
I'll fucking take them off.
I don't give a fuck. I don't like handcuffs.
I don't either.
I'm not a fan. I mean, people are probably getting bigger, you know?
Well, but goddamn.
The fatter America gets,
the bigger the handcuffs. Exactly.
The 2024 models are like,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, they put two together.
Well, yeah, now they're going to have to start adding. They're going to have to start adding.
That's why they carry
That's
two.
Why they carry two. Fat fucks, dude.
You dumb fat ass can't fit both your fucking arms. Because
they can't
arms.
Just break your arms.
You did a crime and you can't run? What's wrong with you?
It's like, yeah, dude, do you really need to even cuff them? They're not going anywhere.
Right, no. Yeah.
Dude, I saw a new boot that they're using on semis, and it goes on the windshield.
What?
Yeah, it's a windshield boot.
So you can't see.
Yeah.
What?
It's like a fucking yellow suitcase you open up, and it fucking like suctions onto this thing, and it locks.
Onto a semi? Is that like a major problem in America, people stealing semis, and they need to be stopped?
No, it's like semis
what the fuck?
Parking. It's like for semis parking over
illegally or whatever.
Oh,
so you can go fucking slap that up on their shit, and then they have to pay.
And then they wake up.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Ah, oh, fuck!"
It just covers up the driver window, dude. It's like that.
America
big.
Is like a fucking pirate state. Oh, God.
Dude.
God, dude.
Everybody's trying to get money out of
it's
everybody.
Just like, what the fuck is this shit?
It's just a bunch of Somalians.
Pretty much. See, like, bro, you want to continue on down your road, you gotta fucking pay me $7,500 and I'll take the boot off your fucking windshield.
The windshield.
You wouldn't want your fucking, you know, crest or whatever you're fucking hauling for.
I would just cut a hole in it, dude.
Not a bad investment.
I'm just, how
thick is this material and what is it made out of?
I do not, it's like that.
It's probably like an armored fucking like glass fucking
hole. So you can't just like cut a hole in it. What if you got?
I mean,
what
if you
got
like
a
plasma cutter? You probably
no. What if you got like a hold saw? Like
and drill the pressure out of it. I would imagine that's how it works.
Like, yeah, it's probably is it an armored fucking suction cup thing? Yeah. Probably more than likely. Anyway, I don't
so
know
I guess you could. Yeah, you could probably cut a hole at the top where the rubber is, and then maybe peel it off.
Well, then you go to jail for fucking destroying some of these property.
We're not advocating.
And it's going to be like grand.
We're not advocating any of this.
$10,000, you know?
We are not advocating any of this.
Yeah, we are too.
My pen died. Who's got it? What you got over there?
I got that one.
What that is?
What's I don't know. This has got some weed in it.
Oh, it's a weed?
It's got your weed in it.
Oh, you want this one?
Son, I'll smoke them both.
Yeah.
Not at the same time, but. Mm-hmm. Nah, that'd be weird.
Mm-mm.
Nah.
That's, man. That's a spliff.
That's a European thing.
That's a 2024 spliff.
I'm not European, bro.
That spliffs were big in California.
Spliffs
are
like.
San Francisco.
It's like a thing everywhere except for like. I feel like white people in America just started smoking straight weed.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it was mixed with shit in every other culture before
right.
I got here.
They're like, it's too much.
Well, USA, we got
fucking that
it.
Shit, dude. Give me the good stuff.
Let me go.
Get all that tobacco out of this shit or whatever the fuck else you put in here.
That's too much.
I'm going to smoke tobacco after this.
Right, exactly.
What are
you
trying
to get high,
is?
Motherfucker?
You think I'm gay or something?
Yeah, when I was working out in California, we had a bunch of trimmers from San Francisco, and they were all spliff smokers.
I mean, it makes your weed go further.
It was a, it was okay.
You're ruining
weed.
We were
working on a weed farm. We didn't need to, yeah, didn't need it, to make it, it go.
Like, that's, I mean, I guess it probably is pretty fucking nice, honestly. Like, if you're trying to just, like, kind of stay kind of high all day and smoke.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Get both your fixes at once. I don't know.
Fucking fair.
I really have to like live like that, but I don't. So
we'll see. I don't
smoke. Maybe I just smoke a cigarette. And
maybe
it's
just
weed,
a snooty
a
San Francisco thing, you know? Mm-hmm. They're all from. They're all San Francisco kids. They're cool dudes.
Were they homosexuals?
No.
From San Francisco?
So they were bisexual.
That's not what Fox News said.
So they were bisexual.
So they were gay, homeless,
drug addicts?
Yeah. You shit in the street?
The only two or three.
Yeah. Well, there was one couple who slept in, you know, like a camper for the back of a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
They had one of those down the driveway, like halfway. And these two hippie couple slept in it. So they left, and I was going to move into this thing because I had been sleeping just in the tents. And, well, I was sleeping in the cabin that year.
Yeah.
But it was like the drying cabin.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was just sleeping underneath
just
the fucking.
Getting sick.
Dude, I would wake up and just like.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
First thing I'd do is sweep all the fucking
the
shake and keef off the floor.
Place
the
to sleep, dude.
Yeah. Jesus but I had to, like, Christ. Be in there to, like, feed
should've
the fire.
Slept
all
with
night.
A mask on.
I had to feed the fire all night. So.
Yeah, it's still.
Anyways.
Cured with fire?
Damn.
It was a wood burning stove.
Yeah, fuck that.
Because
I would have slept with a mask.
Everything was like generator powered if we had lights on at night.
Yeah, mask for sure.
Jeez.
So, I didn't want to breathe that in.
Dude, I didn't shower for 3 months. Like,
yeah, get it.
I mean,
it sucked. I had.
How did your butthole feel?
Not good.
Yeah.
Not
the
bad. Worst was the. Shit right here,
on the side crotch. Oh god!
So we ended up going to town, and somebody was like, "Oh, you haven't showered?" I was like, "No."
No, you can't tell.
Like, I've just been like wearing socks for 3 days, and then flipping them inside out, and wearing those for 3 days.
Yeah, I remember.
And then flipping them inside out.
You know, I had athlete's foot for like a year after this, man. It was bad.
Dude, I remember I talked to you a bunch of times.
I'm like, my feet hurt.
I remember sitting in the
on the Amtrak on the way home. I took my shoes off and immediately put them back on. Yeah. I was like, well, I guess I'm just gonna wear this for three days.
I remember talking to you and that was so long ago.
Yikes. Yeah, that was like 2011 or 12.
I was in AO's garage a few times that I talked to you.
Yeah. Scott's or her house.
Scott's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, this hippie couple who stayed in this trailer.
Was it in a tundra?
What it would have been. It wasn't in anything. It was just on blocks.
Oh. That's even better.
So.
It can't even drive.
Me and my cousin go down there.
You're stuck with us.
Me and my cousin go down there. So the walk from
sounds
there back up to the top of everything was probably like 300 feet
shower.
Or so. Uphill. And halfway was a little fucking toilet that they made. Which was
a hole.
It was awesome. No, it was
on the side of the mountain.
They dug like a 10 by 10 foot hole and covered it with wood and built a floor and then built a wooden box with a toilet seat on it.
Yeah.
No walls or anything. Yeah. It was fucking cool. It was just shitting there,
Looking out
on the side of the mountain.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
It was awesome. So these people, instead of going up and using that, they decided to set up a little brown box and use that to shit in.
Why wouldn't you get, like, a bucket with a
bag? Why wouldn't you just go dig a hole and shit in it?
I don't know.
There's a lot of what's.
I get it.
So, yeah. They're a little box full of shit that's been there for 2 months.
Nice.
Me and my cousin go down there. We're just like, what the fuck? So, I was like, I'm not picking that up.
No.
He's like, no, I'm not either. I'm like, let's get some sticks and just push it down the hill a little bit. So, that's what we did. And then me and him slept in that camper, and it was ghetto as shit. There was no door. So we just
door.
Yeah, the door was broken. So we kicked it in. So we had to just.
So we kicked it in.
We hung
door wasn't broken, but we kicked it in. So now it is.
So we just
fuck that door.
We just threw a comforter and then threw the door on top of it to block it off.
Yeah.
And then at night for heat, because it was like October.
Yeah.
For heat, we would just turn the stove on.
Yeah.
You should have put it.
I don't know. You didn't ever do like a pan of water for a little bit of moisture? That's the best way.
That is. Falling asleep was never hard.
No, I know. I'm just saying. That's the best. If you're going to use a stove.
Drink and smoke weed.
Yeah, if you're going to use a stove. I get it. But if you're going to use a stove for heat, you always want to put a little bit of water up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for future reference.
In case a fire does break.
Well, no, I mean just for a little bit of moisture and shit so you don't wake up fucking.
Some humidity.
Yes.
Alright. Well, the next time I'm living in a fucking truck camper.
In my next life, I'll try to remember that.
The next come around.
You think I want to live in this goddamn house?
Yeah.
Well, you've got a bunch of cool guns, dude. That's fucking dope.
I can take those with me.
Just you and a camper full of guns.
Yeah.
And bows and arrows. Lines of fishing lines tied up with the bow and arrows. Fuck, shit. God damn it. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to shoot you with this bitch.
Hold on. You should start.
The tension's not right. The drag isn't set. Let me tighten this drag.
You should start. Bow fishing in little streams, dude.
Dude, with that.
Kids fish bowls.
I already thought about it.
Kids fish bowls.
Yeah.
Getting frogs.
Just come over to friends' houses. And
getting frogs.
Kill their kids.
Check this shit out. It's so good.
Too bad, little Sally. Yeah.
All right, we gotta eat it. We don't waste meat.
Yeah.
We don't waste meat.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, wow.
Man, I wish
you shouldn't do that.
No. I'm not going to do that.
It's a horrible idea.
I have too many friends with children.
Very, very bad idea.
I am a fucking horrible, like, person, so. I mean, I'm not. No, I mean, like, just mentally.
Well, I mean, who isn't?
Desmond.
That's a good size one. I remember.
What is it?
At my buddy's bachelor party, we were catching one. We were catching like the ones like this, like little guys.
Oh sweet!
I couldn't like get a picture of me with it, like
fucking it.
Well, I was too afraid. I didn't want to leave
fish
it.
Fish can.
I didn't want to kill it.
Oh.
I didn't want to take the time to get my measuring tape out.
It's gotta be.
I showed it to my buddy down the river, and he was like, "Damn!" He thought it was a steelhead.
Brown trout don't get that fucking big, do they? Really? Like compared to
that's a little tiny. Others. Look at this little fucking baby. It's steely. He thought he was gonna sperm on some eggs.
Did he come at least? Yeah.
No, they just go up the river. No, they just go up the river, like, with the other ones.
His face, dude.
I know.
He's like, I'm about to bust, dude. Yeah. Get me back in. I've been edging the whole way up. Brushing that shit on rocks and sticks and stuff.
That's fucking hilarious.
What did male fish have? Do they just have the hole that's for everything?
I don't fucking know, dude, actually.
What do you mean?
That's a good question.
Shit sperm.
That's something.
No, they just sperm everywhere.
Yeah, so it just comes out of a hole? Yeah. They just squirt it out?
Like, if you catch one that's, like, fucking spawning, it'll just come everywhere. Yeah. Like you gotta watch out.
Yeah.
I know, dude. I've seen videos, bro. Same with the females.
Let's go. Oh, yeah, I've seen, like,
people fucking squirt eggs in their mouth. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is
it's
wrong with
disgusting.
It's a caviar, man. It's the fastest caviar you're ever going to have.
It's just as fresh as it gets, I guess.
Right out
they didn't have fucking sturgeon, though.
Get it from the source.
Do people eat fucking salmon eggs? I'm sure they do.
I think so.
Nah, not me. That's fucking disgusting.
I wonder. I mean, I know there's like several different kinds of caviar. There's got to be some that you just don't want.
Yeah. Bluegill caviar? You ever had some bluegill caviar?
Yeah, you don't want that.
How do you know? Have you had it?
Somebody has.
Touché.
Somebody has, right? And that's why you don't see it.
Yeah, right. They harvest all of it for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, I need to become a billionaire. I'm not selling this right now for
one egg. Never.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Nice. Hell yeah.
That was a fatty.
This is good shit.
And I'm holding that in, too.
Was this last weekend?
No, nah, this was a few weeks before.
Yeah.
That was that I think was bigger than the other one. Yeah. But I don't know.
I'm sitting over here imagining you're showing him like a picture of some chick you banged up north.
What do you think? Like, I mean,
she was bigger than the other one.
I mean, it's thicker.
But, I mean, she was big.
Yeah, that's a nice fucking fish.
But I put her back. She wasn't a keeper.
Well, you're not allowed to keep them.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know, okay, you're never going to get married, Alex. You don't have to tell me every time. Well, we've gone an hour and 22. Do you think we should call it or what?
Oh, it's going to be a lot of editing on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know
we'll
what.
It'll take you a couple days to edit that
we
one.
We weren't even... We went nowhere on that one.
Well, at least there's a... Well, dude, okay, so the last... The last two episodes we did, I thought we didn't go anywhere, and it sucked, and I loved them. The last two episodes, I thought, were the best. And I think that one of them was we were just watching those hillbillies fucking race down the hill. Why don't we get the fuck out of here?
Alright.
I keep talking. It's gonna be a lot to edit. And,
yeah.
We can just do it again.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, man. Hope to have you back.
Yeah, dude.
Come anytime.
Before August.
After
August, I'm going to be busy for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Pop by anytime, man.
You can just get away for an hour and come over here and nap.
Right. We got Brandon sleeping on the couch.
Have you ever fucking sat in that chair?
That's it. Peace out.
Bye.